Thank you for joining us with Start With Seven. We start every weekday with 7 minutes alone with God. We hope you'll find a place in a time where you can be alone and still and focused. If you're able, we hope you have a Bible in your hand. And we want to spend a few minutes fixing our thoughts on the greatness of God. So the next 7 minutes, we'll have some guided time through a verse of scripture, some prayer time, and then some opportunities to follow up with next steps in your devotional pursuit of the Lord. So let's begin. Start with seven today.
We meditate on the scriptures. We consider slowly what God is saying to us then, what He's saying to us now. And then we pray these things back into our life, back to the Lord. We're walking through the Psalms verse by verse together, continuing today in Psalm chapter 19, verse 9. If you have a Bible in hand, that's ideal. If not, I'll read it for you. David writes this psalm. He says in verse 9, "The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever." The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. This is a psalm of praise. David spoke some beautiful verses about praising God through creation. He immediately moved into praising God through His Word, what God's Word does for us, what God's Word tells us about God. And he says here that the fear of the Lord is pure. David's lining these verses up with Scripture, and he's letting us know that when we submit to Scripture, like in the previous verse, when we obey God's commands, when we trust that we see the world through His Word best, that's how we prove our fear of the Lord. The beginning of Proverbs talks about fearing God. Scripture talks about fearing God. You can even know about God and not fear God, not revere God, not submit to Him with authority. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And David said here, the fear of the Lord is pure. The purest life you can live. Pure joy, pure peace, pure purpose, pure conscience, living life to the fullest. The purest life we can live is found fearing the Lord. We don't take detours. We don't have massive regrets. We live a pure life when we fear the Lord. Maybe today would be a reiteration of this. God, I fear you. I acknowledge you as the ultimate authority. I revere you so ultimately that you are the most powerful, righteous one. I submit to your holiness. I fear you. In reverence, I exalt you. The fear of the Lord is pure, and David said, enduring forever. Enduring forever, it's unchanging. It's going to continue this way into eternity. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. This is not casual. This is not temporary. This is not momentary. This is the way of life. It's enduring forever. This is what God spoke into existence, even His creation, even His words to us, and they will touch eternity. They will not end. We can continue to depend on God's Word to be the purest way to live. Our prayer today could be, God, I trust that nothing else will come in and replace or improve upon or alter your truth. This endures through eternity. Your words are unchanging. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous. David is calling God's word His law, His statutes, His precepts, His commands. And now he calls them the ordinances of God. The things that God has said that make life true, they're sure. You can count on it. whatever God has said about salvation, whatever he said about eternity, whatever he said about forgiveness, whatever he said about purity, whatever he said about marriage, whatever he said about generosity, whatever he said about wealth and poverty, it's all sure. About loving our neighbor and forgiving our enemies, everything that God has said is sure, and it's altogether righteous. There's not a gap. There's no brokenness. It's altogether righteous. It's all right. It's completely correct. This is how we live as followers of Jesus. God, we are sure about the things you've said, and we know that it's complete, so we trust it. We will completely walk in your ways because your ways are altogether righteous and they are sure. There's nothing else as firm as your word. Let's pray this verse together now. Father, thank you that you've revealed yourself to us so we can fear you. We acknowledge who you are, your authority, your ultimate authority, your power, providence, sovereignty. We submit to you. And thank you that that's the purest way to live, and it's unchanging. No one will replace you or improve upon you. And your ordinances, your word, your truth is sure. We build our life on it. And thank you that it's altogether righteous. We're not looking for gaps in it because your way has no gap. We trust you. We love you. We pray all of this, Jesus, in your great name. Amen.
Thanks for joining us for Start with Seven. My name is Jason Shepherd, and I enjoy spending time with people as we're pursuing loving Jesus more, knowing his word, living our life for him. We hope this Start with Seven is a start that you will spend even more time with God throughout your day. There's a link attached here where you can find more resources for reading your Bible, growing in your faith, understanding who God is more, and sharing him with other people. We look forward to joining this journey with you together. Have a great day.